Today's scripture reading is from the second letter from Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Again, that's 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
Good morning. It certainly is a privilege and opportunity to be here. I want to thank you so much for inviting me and my family. My name is Corey Powell. I'm from Barnesville. My wife and I have two beautiful kids, Kylie and Brady. One is 7, and Brady turns 4 today. So today's his birthday. And yesterday we had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle party. And his aunt bought a drum set. So if I talk a little loud, it's because my hearing is a little impaired, because a four-year-old in a drum set is not a good thing. This morning, for just a few minutes, I've entitled this lesson, Staying the Course in the Year 2014. We have several things in our lives that can take us away from God. Several things that can steer us off course. All you have to do is turn the TV on, pick up the newspaper. So many things that society is saying, it's okay. And we as Christians need to make a stand and say, it's not. We need to stay the course. If you listen to the scripture that was read from 2 Timothy, Paul tells us about the time when people will come and people will want to hear what their itching ears desire to hear. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that's right now. That's taking place right now. But what does he tell him? He tells him, but you keep your head in all situations. No matter what comes, keep your head. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what you hear, no matter what family member, what friend tries to lead you astray, keep your head in all situations. He tells them to do that. He says, endure hardships, do the work of an evangelist, discharge the duties of your ministry, do the work of a Christian. We'll all have those conversations. Believe me, I work with some co-workers and I've been around some friends. That it's just easy to go along with the crowd. It's just easy to laugh at that joke. It's just easy to say, hey, it's okay. But I want to walk away from that conversation. I want those people to know that I'm a Christian. That I stayed the course. That I did the work of an evangelist. But I kept my head in all situations. If you have your Bibles there, Galatians chapter 5. In Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 7, the writer says, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? The kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever it may be. He says a little yeast can work through that dough. One bad apple can ruin the whole bunch. Every year, around Christmas time, we always order some fruit off the FFA in Barnesville. And my wife always gets mad because I always about a half a box of fruit. And it goes bad sometimes before we get to eat it. And we were picking through it there about 2 weeks ago, and there was one bad orange in that box. What happens if I keep that one bad orange in that box? It's going to ruin the whole box. What happens when we surround ourselves by things that are contrary to God's word? It gets us off course. It gets you, it gets me off the right path into the wrong path. Then who is there? The devil. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be self-controlled and alert, for someone is there to devour you. He prowls around. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering." The devil is out there prowling around. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for me to make a mistake. He's waiting to get us off course. And I'm here to tell you, once he gets us off course, he thinks he's got us. He thinks he's got you. He thinks he's got me. And he wants to get everybody on his team. When we see things in the media, and I brought something here. I used to subscribe to Sports Illustrated. I don't do it anymore. I got one in May of 2013, last year, cover of it. The gay athlete promoting this man's stance of being a homosexual. I said, no longer, anymore. My son turns 4 years old. I do not want him to see this and say, "Dad, what's wrong with being a gay athlete? Sports Illustrated said it's okay." I don't want him to say it's okay. Society says, "Well, it doesn't bother me, Corey, so what's wrong with it? If it doesn't affect me, what's wrong?" I'll tell you what's wrong with it. God says it's wrong. That's what's wrong with it. Not what your neighbor thinks. What God thinks is what's most important. Because God is there to keep you on course. If we promote this, it's going to get us off course. Joshua, in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 24, starting with verse 14. Many of you can quote this scripture. Joshua 24 and 14. It says, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. Whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living." But listen to what he says here. "But as for me and my household," what? "We will serve the Lord." As for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. My household is my responsibility. My household, I've got to stay on course. And guess what? This is our household. We're doing this together. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. And it says, just like Peter says, there's our brothers and sisters throughout the land going through the same hardships. But we got to make a stance. And we got to stay on course. We got to endure these hardships and stay right, because the devil's prowling around. He's wanting you to say, it's okay. He's wanting to say that it's all right. And I'm here to tell you too, if we say that's all right, what's next? Abortion? What does it affect me, Corey? Why should I care? What's next? We can't get off course because it's going to pull us all the way. We have to stay the course. Stay the path. Because that devil wants all the members on his team that he can get. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Starting with verse 12. Listen to what the writer says here. He says, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you could stand under. God's going to give us a way out. We're going to be tempted. He's going to tempt us. The devil's going to tempt us each and every moment. So we walk out that door. As soon as you walk into Walmart, that devil's there to tempt you. As soon as you turn that TV on, I'm scared to death even to turn the TV on at 6 o'clock to watch the local news with my family. What's going to be on there? He's there, but he says, you know what? God is faithful. That's one thing we can always make sure of. One guarantee you can always have in your life. God's never going to break a promise. He's always going to be there. And if we're going to be tempted, God's going to give us a way out. But we've got to be looking for that window. So when you're in that conversation or that topic arises that isn't comfortable, God's going to help you if you let Him. If you stand firm, stay the course. That window is there. Maybe it's a window for us to spread the word. My dad says many times, we're sometimes the only Bible that people will ever read. So what do you mean by that? Because they won't read the Bible. They're going to look at us. And they're waiting to say, hey, oh, you missed services last Sunday. They think it's okay then. I'm here to tell you too, your neighbors know where you're at this morning. They know that you're at church. They know that you're at service. And guess what? They know when you're not. Several times at our house, on Wednesday nights or Sunday, one of the kids might be sick and one of us has to stay in. And the neighbor says, what's the matter? You guys didn't go to church. They knew a light was on. They knew we weren't at church. People are watching. And they're waiting for you to make a mistake and say, ha-ha, I got you. You got off course. So it's okay for me to do that then. But the great thing about being a Christian is we can get off course and Jesus is there to bring us back. Jesus wants us on His team. He wants us on that winning team. When I was younger in school, my wife, and I'm sure Lisa could tell you, I wasn't very big. My brothers always teased me, said I was in a car seat until I was 8th grade. You see, my brother, he's about 6'5", so that's probably why he always said that. But I can remember going outside, and I can remember in the playground loving to play kickball. And we used to pick teams. And we had some boys in our grade that were probably shaving in the 4th grade. They were some older kids. But you always wanted on their team because why? They were bigger and they were on the winning team. And you knew before that kickball game even started what team was going to win. You just looked around. You're like, okay, I'm here with these guys. There's no chance I'm not winning this game. And I was usually on that team. But the great thing about being a Christian is you have a choice. You have a choice to be on the winning team or the losing team. It's up to you. What team do you want to be on? Well, Corey, I want to be on the winning team. Then have you put God into your lives? Have you put Christ into your life? And how do you, I know it's the winning team. Go over to the book of Matthew. I'm sorry, go to John. John chapter 14. John 14 and verse 1. It says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. I like the King James. Many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way, the place where I am going. Jesus went to prepare a place for us. He's going to call us to heaven. That winning team on that last great day of judgment is going to go to heaven. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears. Do you want to be on that winning team? Yes. Then you need to do something about it. You need to stay on course. Don't let Satan creep into your lives. Stay the course. We have that choice. What team do we want to be on? The devil wants all the members he can get. My brother Jeremy, he does some preaching too, and he says, I'm a firm believer, Corey. He says, that devil, he's out there trying to recruit people. He's trying to get people on his team because he thinks as many people he can get, he's going to win. And I look around and I see, well, the devil's recruiting a lot and he's getting a lot. But then I go to the scriptures and what does it say? Many are called, but what? Few are chosen. Broad is the gate that leads to what? Destruction. Narrow is the gate that leads to life. Few. I want to be in that few. Do you want to be in that few? Yes. We have a chance. We have a choice to be on that winning team. We have that choice to stay on course. That decision is yours. Sometimes it's easy for us to get discouraged. Sometimes it's easy for us to get downtrodden. But we can't. We got to stay positive. I found this little clip here. It says, as I was driving home from work one day, I stopped to watch a Little League baseball game that was being played in the park near my home. I sat down behind the bench of the first baseline. I asked one of the boys what the score was. He said, we're behind 14-0. He answered me with a big smile. Really? I said. I have to say, you don't seem very discouraged. Discouraged? Said the boy with a puzzled look on his face. Why should I be discouraged? We haven't been to bat yet. Easy to get discouraged. But we're a bat every day. Every day we walk out in that world, we're a bat. We have a choice. Are we going to strike out? We're going to hit a home run. That choice is ours. I was 25 years old before I decided to accept the gospel. I went to services my whole life. I can remember many days my mom and my dad sitting there in the dining room at the table calling me in and saying, Corey, why haven't you been baptized? I had every excuse in the world. I wasn't ready. Didn't want to change my life. Everything. And I thank God every day of my life that He was patient with me. Brought me to salvation. Don't make that same mistake that I did. Because there's no guarantees. Don't make that same mistake. Christ wants to keep you. He wants you to go onto His team. He's there waiting for you. In Hebrews chapter 12, a couple more spots here then I will close. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning of it there in verse 1. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand, the throne of God. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Jesus is on that course. He's there at the end. Paul tells us that. And I love Paul's analogies. He always uses a lot of time to sports, races. Christ is there at the end of that finish line, like where you have the tape you cross. He's saying, Corey, stay on track. I need to fix my eyes on Jesus. I need to fix my eyes where Jesus is at. If I fix my eyes on Jesus, I'm going to go straight. The book of Proverbs tells us the path to God is straight. I have a choice, though. I want to stay that course. But the great thing about being a Christian is when I get off course, what happens? I could go to God, I could go to Jesus, and I can ask for forgiveness of my sins. And the Bible tells us what? I will remember them no more. That's the greatest thing. Christ paid the debt for you, and He paid the debt for me to keep us on track, to keep us on course. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Because that prize is there. The prize is there for you and the prize is there for me. And as I close here, I want to go back to the scripture that was read. If you have your Bibles, please turn back to the scripture that was read in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He says there in verse 6, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. Can you say this? Each time you lay your head down tonight, every time you lay your head down, can you say this? What a beautiful thing to be able to say. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Paul was confident he had a home in heaven. Paul was confident he had a crown of righteousness. He said he fought the good fight. He finished that Christian race upon him. He didn't get off course. And when he did, he came back. And most of all, he did what? He kept the faith. Are you keeping the faith this morning? Have you put Christ into your life? This could be your last chance. Get on course. Stay on course. Christ is there at the finish line. And I don't want to miss it. And I'm sure you don't either. If you can't say that this morning, you need to come. If you've fallen away and you need the prayers of the church, that's the great thing. We're here for you. We're your brothers, we're your sisters to bring you back. What a beautiful thing. We love you all. If you have a need, please come as we stand and as we